Good evening, everyone. Lesson tonight will be taken from Matthew chapter 7. If you would please open, it's chapter 7. I think I picked up the wrong notes. What I'd like to talk about and focus on tonight is in Matthew chapter 7, verses 2 through 27. Jesus talks about a wise man and a fool. And tonight what I'd like for us to do is to answer and find out which are we. And I think that if I was to ask how many of us in here tonight are wise, I think that everybody would lift up their hands, right? Because we feel like I'm a wise person. You know, they say that a wise person, or the older you get, the wiser you get. That's the world. And sometimes it's true. We learn things about life, things that we've gone through. And so we become wiser as we get older. But that's not the wisdom that God is talking about. That's not the wise person that God wants us to be. So here in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus uses the wise man. He uses him as an example. And he uses the fool. So that's what this lesson will be about tonight. Matthew chapter 7. Let's begin with verse 21. We'll read verses 21 through 27. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Verse 23, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does them, I will like him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and does them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. So we see here that Jesus uses the wise man and the foolish man. He also talks about building that house upon a rock and building that house upon sand. And we can understand what Jesus is saying here, right? Because of the examples that he's giving us. And what I'd like for us to do first is that in John chapter 14, verses 8 through 15, Jesus, if we start with verse 1, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's about to be taken. He's going to be crucified. And he says, let not your heart be troubled. But the verse that I'd like to focus on is when Jesus says, he says, these words that I speak to you, he says, they're not my words, but they're my Father's words. And so Jesus is relating to them. He says, you know, this is not my will, but this is my Father's will for me to give you these words, these sayings. And this is what being a wise man is taking that word and applying it to our lives. This is what Jesus is telling his disciples. He says, I'm about to leave. He says, but these words that I give you are not mine. And so if they're not his, but they're God's words, and he's relating it to them, and he's relating these words that we just read in Matthew, he's relating these words to you and to me. That's because they come from God. And so this is the wise, or this is the wisdom that comes from God. And I'm sure that we know the definition of being wise. But I'd like for us to see it. And please, in the back of your minds, please think of, am I wise? Am I living in wisdom? Or am I a fool? And like I say, once we find out what being wise and what being foolish is, we know in which category we fit. And so, going back to Matthew chapter 7, if we understand the previous verses before we get to where Jesus says, you know, about the fool and the wise, he says, and I'd like for us to look at this verse, verse 24 in Matthew chapter 7. Jesus says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, remember what we read in John. He says, these words that I speak to you are not mine, but they're my Father's. And so Jesus is now relating these words to us, and he says, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him into a wise man. So there's the answer to being wise. It's not only hearing God's word. It's not only being here in person, but the wisdom that comes from God, or being wise in our lives, is being able to take God's word and apply it to our lives. Because a lot of us can quote scripture without having to look for it. We can quote scripture. But how many of us know how to apply God's word? And so to be wise, to have that wisdom that comes from God, you know, it's for a purpose. It's for a purpose for us to be wise and not a fool. And so being wise is being able to take those words and applying it to our lives. But so what does it mean to be a fool? Is hearing those words and not wanting to apply them to our lives. Refusing God's word. That's being a fool. This is what Jesus is telling us. And when he talks about the house built upon a rock, when we look for the wisdom of God, it makes you a stronger Christian. It makes you a stronger person in God. And that house is being built upon a rock. I'd like for us to go to Proverbs, because Proverbs, as we know, is the Proverbs of Solomon. Proverbs chapter 1. And the verses that I chose, it almost takes me back to what Jesus is saying here in Matthew chapter 7, because Solomon defines wisdom. And I'd like to focus on verse 7. And this is how we begin to have wisdom before God. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Verse 8. My son, hear the instructions of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. And verse 9, and this is why God wants us to take his word and apply it to our lives. Verse 9, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and the chains about thy neck. So when we take that wisdom that comes from God and we apply it to our lives, what's it going to do? When a storm comes, we will remain standing. When calamity comes, we will remain standing. So this is what Solomon is saying here in Proverbs chapter 1. And we can also use Solomon as an example. You know, he was, according to Scripture, he was the wisest man in this world, wasn't he? I think of how he applied God's wisdom when he had to choose between which lady, which child belonged to which lady. They both had a child. One of them died. The other one changed the baby, and she got the one that was living, and Solomon was left. So what do I do? We see that God's wisdom kicks in with Solomon. But we also see that later on in Solomon's life, what happens to Solomon? You know, God had always told him, he says, you know, don't marry foreign women, because they will separate you from God. And so Solomon disobeyed, you know. So, but we see the wisdom that, you know, that he wrote. And so this is why this wisdom, that being wise, according to Matthew chapter 7, is when we take God's word and we apply it to our lives. John chapter 14. Well, let's stay there in the book of Proverbs, because I also chose Proverbs chapter 1, verses 22 through 29. And so that's if we are wise and we take God's word and we apply it, it will guide us in our lives. But if we don't, listen to what being a fool and rejecting God's word. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 22 through 29. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refuse, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. So we see here the life of a fool. Because I have called and you refuse, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. We refuse to take God's word and apply it to our lives. That is being a fool. James chapter 1. What does James, and I'm sure that we don't even have to go there, but James chapter 1, what does he say about not being hearers only, but being what? Doers of the word of God. So it doesn't do us any good to sit here and listen. But we have to be wise, is we have to take this word and apply it to our lives. And it will guide us in our lives. Let us turn over to Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. We read there that God tells his people, he says, that they lack what? They lack knowledge. They refuse, and they refused to listen to God. It uses the word in the book of Hosea, it uses the word whoredom, or if I'm pronouncing it, you know, correctly. But they were an adulterous people. They refused to serve God, to serve other gods around them. And there in Hosea, it says that they have what? For lack of knowledge. And knowledge of what? Refusing God and his words. So we see an example there in the book of Hosea. The last verse that I'd like to read is in the book of Timothy. Let's go to the book of Timothy. And this is why, this is the reason why God wants us to be wise, to look for that wisdom that comes from God. And also, before I forget, James also says what? If you need wisdom, what does it say? Ask God for wisdom. He will give you that wisdom that we need. So now, 2 Timothy. And this is the Apostle Paul talking to Timothy. Chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Let's begin with verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures, and listen to this, when we are wise, this is what the Scriptures, this is what it does for us. The Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto what? Salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So this is what wisdom that comes from above, that comes from God, this is what it's capable of doing in our lives. It makes us wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. He continues to say there in verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So if we look for that wisdom that we read about in Proverbs, and we begin to have fear and fear God, because Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says that what? The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. So does that mean we have to go home and hide in the closet? No. What is that fear that we should have against God? but is respect, honor, glory to God. And most of all, take these words because they are salvation to our souls. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to have this wisdom that comes from above. You know, I'll tell you a quick little story. When we lived at this other house, we lived there for 10 years. So as years went by, you know, we'd fix a little bit here and there. And so I remember I had a pile of sand, you know, in the driveway. And the driveway was narrow. You could barely fit three vehicles. So the first one that pulled in, if you wanted to get out, everybody else had to move out. But there was a pile of sand there, and because I had a little project going on, and I used as much as I was going to use, and it was there, and I said, man, I need to do something with this sand. So me and my brilliant ideas, I said, I'm going to spread it in the driveway. So guess what happened? Every time it rained, it was mushy. The ground was mushy. Why? Because I used sand in the driveway. Now I know better, you know. But this is what Jesus is talking about. He says, you know, the wise man builds his house upon a rock. The foolish man builds his house upon the sand. So tonight, if we can answer that question among ourselves, and are we being wise before God, or are we being foolish before God? So hopefully tonight we've answered, or we're able to understand what Jesus is saying, you know, that not to be hearers only, but doers of the word of God. Because that's what he's saying in all that chapter. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So do we love God? Are we keeping his commandments? That's what he's asking us. So tonight, if there's a need among us, we invite you to come as we stand and we sing the hymn of invitation.